This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. North Texans headed to the polls yesterday to decide winners of several congressional runoffs, and here's a roundup. The November race for the 6th Congressional District will feature a longtime politician and a political newcomer. In the Republican runoff, Tarrant County Tax Assessor Ron Wright defeated retired Navy pilot Jake Elzey. During the campaign, Wright told voters what he stands for.
Personal freedom, economic freedom, freedom of religion, all three of which are under attack by the left in this country.
Wright will face Democrat Jana Lynn Sanchez in the 6th District, which includes southeastern Tarrant County and Ellis and Navarro counties. Sanchez defeated Ruby Faye Woolridge. Sanchez said last night that Republicans have left too many Texans behind.
And working families need health care. They need better jobs, well-funded public education, and immigration reform so that families are not ripped apart.
The District 6 winner will replace longtime Republican Congressman Joe Barton, who chose not to run for re-election after the release of a sexually explicit photo. Elsewhere, voters chose a Republican nominee for the 5th Congressional District. Lance Gooden defeated Bunny Pounds. She's a former campaign manager for longtime Congressman Jeb Hensarling, who's retiring. During his campaign, Gooden said he'll owe no one favors.
I'm the guy that's going to go to Washington and represent my district. I'm not going to be bought and paid for, and I'm not going to come back at campaign time talking about all the special interests that want me to come back to Washington.
Gooden will face Democrat Dan Wood in the fall for the seat, which includes eastern Dallas County and several counties east of Dallas. In northern Dallas, in the 32nd Congressional District, longtime Republican Congressman Pete Sessions will face attorney Colin Allred this fall. Allred easily won last night's Democratic runoff. Farther north in Collin County, Lori Birch easily won her Democratic runoff and will face Republican Van Taylor in the fall for the 3rd Congressional District seat. Republican Sam Johnson is retiring. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.